You know, we've all seen polls on the internet. In fact, we've done them here at Scared Monkeys before on different topics. Who's your favorite movie star? Do you think this person will be convicted? Who's going to win the election? Who's your favorite sports team? All that sort of stuff. But can you imagine this? This is absolutely nuts. I don't know if you look at Gawker .com every so often. I do, and sometimes it never ceases to amaze me what you see on here. There's a story about a couple, and there's a vote on here as to whether or not they should have an abortion or they should give birth. It says, and I'll share a little bit with you from Gawker.com. It says, the Arnolds are having a baby unless the public votes to have the child aborted. Meet the couple behind BirthNot.com, where you can vote and choose whether we abort or keep our unborn child. Pete and Alicia Arnold, both 30, both tech professionals, live in Minneapolis, live in the Minneapolis suburb of Apple Valley and have been married for 10 years. Since September, they've blogged about their expected child at birthornot.com, posting health updates about the mother and the fetus, which will be 17 weeks old at the time this article was made, and showing ultrasound pictures. Anyway, it goes on to talk about whether or not the public will decide whether or not these people will have the child or abort it. And it goes on to say, you know, that someone would do this is almost impossible to believe, of course. We asked the Arnolds if this was some sort of prank. Their response was, no, it's not. We are taking this very seriously. We then asked them if there was some sort of convoluted pro-life stunt, and the mother laughed and said it's definitely not a pro-life campaign. She believes in a woman's right to choose. So as I'm doing this commentary, I am going to vote, and I am anti-abortion unless in cases of rape or medical emergency. So I'm going to click on give birth, and actually won't let me vote. Anyway, because it is... looks like the voting has maybe been disabled. But anyway, it just goes to show you that the internet, you can find almost anything that you want to on there. You go to Gawker.com and look at the story, where I quoted the other webpage, Birth or Not, and I don't know, it just makes you shake your head. I thought I'd share that with you, and I hope that you, as my listeners, won't ever put such a personal poll like that on the internet and let the people decide. Having a child or a birthright is a family's decision. I'll let you decide about the abortion issue, but having a poll like that on the internet is just stupid, as far as I'm concerned. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.